Hi. Hello. Hello. I can't hear you. And I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, Greg, I can hear Tyler.
Can you hear me? I can hear you now. Hold on. Let me plug this thing back in. Hello? Yeah, I
Hello?
hear you. I can't hear. Is Tanner talking now or no? Yeah,
Yeah,
I
he's
can hear
calling
you.
me. Okay.
So, now we just need Gino.
He's gay.
No, you gay.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
mom gay.
you.
Your mom gee. So, what are we gonna talk about?
Seven Fortnite conspiracies.
Fortnite conspiracies.
The 7-Eleven niggas have been hooking up with Hispanics.
Shout out to ROTC niggas.
Dude, this podcast can't go up now. Y'all both said the N word.
Dude, we said niggas.
Are you black?
I like
I'm
to put
7% black. So,
nigga.
7% of me can say it. Alright, where's Pikachu at? We said 6:30. What's that smacking sound?
I'm trying to take this rod out of my cable.
What does that sound?
Hello?
Oh, here we go. What's up?
What up?
Alright, so we can just cut like this part out, but I guess I'll start it out like last time.
Dude, why is it not?
It's what?
Rare.
Where are you gonna put this?
Probably on YouTube. It's
on
most of. Yeah, Gino will probably put it on his. Tyler, I don't know if you want to put it on yours
I'll
or not.
I'm gonna make one. I'm gonna make a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Hey,
all right.
Gino.
Can you hear us? All right. All right. So I'll start us off like last time.
All right.
All right. So, ladies, gentlemen, if anybody's listening, probably not. Welcome to the Man Cave podcast. Tonight's episode, we got a Fortnite conspiracies. So, we got blasting huge loads. Okay, we got extinct Pikachu.
Yep.
We got X-Mexinator. And then we got X-Bowling Ball X.
Gang, gang.
And then my YouTube channel is Garbage Trash, so...
X-Mexinator
yeah.
X's YouTube is X-Mexinator X.
So, let's get
and
right
my
into
YouTube
it.
Channel is Extinct Pikachu.
I don't have a YouTube channel, but there might be a pop-up soon.
All right, so what's the first thing we want to talk about?
Tilt the Towers.
What conspiracy?
Is going to get saved by superheroes.
Dude, it's getting destroyed. Do you see where the meteors are coming down? Like, they're actually hitting on the map now.
I think they're gonna. It's going to get destroyed.
Today, Fortnite put that thing about the superheroes in the Season 4 teaser.
I heard about that.
End up being... A superhero is going to swoop down, save Tilted Towers from getting destroyed, and that's going to be the next theme for next season. It's going to be superheroes.
I don't think it's going to be I think it's still going to get destroyed because on the teaser on Instagram, they captioned battle, adapt, and win. So I think adapt meaning you got to adapt that Fortnite to take out Tilted Towers.
Yeah, I don't know, like, they could keep it, but I think that would, like, piss people off. I mean, they're going to piss people off either way if they keep it or they don't keep it. But, like, I don't know, I just like to see the map, like, without it, like, to add a new location.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think they're going to start adding a new transportation, either trains or hoverboard, because we played the original Fortnite, the Battle Royale, but the other game mode?
Yeah, Save the World.
There's a... I think I saw a YouTube video where this guy was using a hoverboard, and that could be a good transportation. Also heard a rumor that they might add in a monorail train going around the whole place.
Yeah, well, that was like... I think a fan created that. I mean, that was pretty cool, but I've heard about a shopping cart, too.
Yeah, I've
like
heard
you
that.
Can push shopping carts around. Dude, imagine if you could stick C4 on them and just run them into people.
Or sticky grenades.
Yeah, the sticky grenades.
Or they might start testing out these broken cars. You might get in the truck.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if they added like vehicles like cars, like you could run people over and stuff. Like I feel like that would kind of ruin the game a little bit.
But it would be hilarious.
Agreed.
Yeah, I feel like the map's like almost like. It's big, but it's not, like, big enough for, like, vehicles
like
that either.
I feel like if you add the vehicles, if you crash too much, it can, like, turn into resources, like iron or something.
Yeah. Now, they could come out with a limited-time mode and they could add vehicles. I think that would, you know, take a chance. Just do that. I think that would be cool.
Also, there's another rumor floating around that the Fortnite might come to Nintendo Switch and...
Oh, okay. Oof. So, what do y'all think?
Transportation would be dope. The shopping cart thing would be cool. The only thing I could see is that it would be useful is to get out of the storm, but they'd probably have to be really rare to find. Because if everybody was to flying around on shopping carts, then there'd really no, there would never be anybody in the storm. And that's part of the reason why people die. So, and that's part of the way you have to play is you have to play to like not get in the storm. So, I mean. It just takes the whole, like, a notch down of being more strategic on where you land.
Well, maybe, like, with the shopping carts, maybe it's just going to be, like, a cosmetic change where you still go the same speed as running. You can just, like, do it in a shopping cart.
So what's the point?
Yeah, I don't really see that one.
I heard there's a chance that Nintendo Switch might be also be getting a Fortnite game.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
And I think there could be exclusives coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Like what?
Like for a Nintendo Switch owner, like
10,000 freebies.
No, I think for a Nintendo Switch owner myself, I think what they might end up doing is adding like custom paraglider. Like, if you play Mario Kart 8, there's like some parachutes and shit.
Yeah, I guess well, that'd be
good. Probably add in some Mario games or something.
Would the Nintendo Switch be cross-compatible with other platforms, or would it just be Nintendo Switch exclusive?
I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be cross-compatible. Dude, PlayStation needs to, like, give up, like, not allowing Xbox and PlayStation to play together. Like, that's just let us play together.
For real. I mean, Kim Ling Ling done made Fortnite for us, so why can't we just play with all the Microsoft niggas?
Yeah, I know.
I think because Sony and Microsoft, they had just like in the South Park, they don't have it. They want this, but another one wants that. It's like two children fighting over this.
Well, no. Xbox wants to do it. It's just PlayStation doesn't want to. Like, everybody but PlayStation wants to. And I know that Xbox and PlayStation are direct competitors. But, yeah.
Someone left.
Yeah, no, they'll come back.
I told you it was hard to just to talk about one topic, motherfucker.
Hey, calm down. We got some other topics. So, have y'all seen where the Black Ops 4 rumors have been confirmed fake?
I saw a video, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, no, like, A-Thoughts put up a video, and basically, like, there's, like, a pre-order. Somebody got a hold of, like, a pre-order description of Black Ops 4, and, you know, it could be fake, too. But it's saying, oh, it's, you know, it sounds like, it was, like, the generic, like, pre-order for, like, other games that said there's, like, a campaign and stuff like that. Yeah.
If Black Ops 4 does add in campaign, what do you think they'll go back to? Like the story Trango from Boom. Black Ops 2?
It'll go back to Trango Boom.
Trango Boom. Well, that's what the rumor was, that like there was like it was like time travel through your mind, and it was just like so crazy that they had to scrap it. But if they do go back to it, like I could see maybe like a Black Ops 2 like prequel.
See, my theory is they're gonna do something with David Mason and
yeah.
So
I would like to see a Black Ops 1 prequel, because if you know, like, or like a campaign of that, because if you know, like, Mason and Woods, they fought together in the Korean War, and that's never really been like explored like Call of Duty. So I think that would be pretty cool to see like how they met. Plus, Woods is like a badass too. So, you know.
So, Ninja.
Pikachu.
Ninja. The king of Fortnite.
If he was the king of Fortnite, why didn't he win the Las Vegas tournament?
Why do you say the N-word? I'm
obsessed with this guy named Ninja.
I don't even know who Ninja is. I'm the best Fortnite player. And ain't none of y'all can say nothing.
There could be another guy stepping in his place, fucking his ass up, and then people are going to be talking about that guy now.
Yeah, it's me.
It's like the Mandela effect.
Bill Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect. What do you mean by
when
that?
When one thing happens and then another thing happens.
No. The Mandela effect is where everybody remembers something happening, but it's not actually what happened. Like, everybody remembered
9/11, but it didn't happen.
Well, yeah, but also, any of y'all know what the Berenstain Bears, y'all ever read that? No. Everybody remembers it as Berenstain. That's what I remember it as, too. Because, you know, my last name and stuff. But it's Berenstain. But everybody remembers it as Berenstain. And there's other examples,
enchiladas.
Too. Yeah. But, yeah. Don't you all think, like, it's kind of strange that, like, 9/11 happened on 9/11?
Dude. Like, why 9/11?
Yeah. Well, not 7/11.
Dude, if it was 7/11, then it would really make sense.
Yes.
Holy crap. Hey.
Pikachu, do you have any input?
My theory is I have no input.
So, Pikachu, I heard a rumor that you were a 64-year-old virgin. Just want to know if that's true or not.
I am not a 64-year-old virgin, but I can tell you this. Overwatch, it's a game invented by an old man called Daddy Jeff. Daddy Jeff one day was bullied and said, fuck you guys, I'm going to make a game about penises and ass and titties.
Okay.
But
he changed his mind. He said, one day you're going to see, you all see, I am the king of all kings, LeBron James.
See, Harambe is the best character in the game. So, like, that's all you got to know about Overwatch. But Overwatch, like, you play Overwatch, then your mom gay. But, you know.
Basically.
Yeah.
Pikachu, so is this confirmed or denied that your mom gay?
What is confirmed?
That your mom gay.
That I'm what?
Your mom gay.
My mom is not gay.
I don't know.
So I got a question for y'all.
She.
Are traps gay?
Or what?
Are traps gay?
Like trap music or like traps in Fortnite?
No. Like traps. Like you gotta look it up.
All right. So like, let's define the word traps. I heard that's
like you know, like the guys that dress up as girls?
The trans?
I'm in a podcast right now. Me and my friends are in a podcast.
Greg, you talking about the trans?
Dude, you gotta look up the meme, man. Here, let me see if I can pull it up in my Chromebook.
So, do you guys know what the real Kirby is?
Yeah.
No.
Some black dude.
Oh, nice.
Is his mom gay?
Let's talk about memes. Like, let's talk about behind the scenes on memes. Let's talk about
dude,
the
I'm
guy.
Talking about memes. Are traps gay? Dude, this is a philosophical question right here, all right? Y'all need to get y'all like Chromebooks out or like whatever y'all have and look it up right
yes.
now. Are traps yes. gay? All right.
Dude, my ult stopped the Lucio from getting on point.
Why are you playing Overwatch? In the middle of our podcast.
Because I have to inform.
You guys take this shit seriously, man.
I'm taking it serious. In the podcast.
Take it serious, man. We're trying to make bank, bro.
Why are you yelling at me?
Stop. Damn.
This podcast.
Why would we even invite you on here, man?
This podcast is the best.
God, bro, I can hear it. That's what that shit is in the background, bro.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Turn that shit off. Put that TV on mute, bro. Put it on mute before I put you on mute. I'm about to put you on blast. I already am putting you on blast.
Why do you sound black when you're white?
BBB forever. Yeah, BBB.
You guys are North Carolinians. You're not.
Hey, don't. We might get doxxed. We might even get doxxed, man. I ain't trying to get doxxed. We get all big and stuff. Like, this is going to be, like, we're going to be better than Joe Rogan podcast. You know what the Joe Rogan podcast is?
No one's going to watch. Maybe, like, 10 people are going to watch this shit.
Dude, 10 people are going to share it with 10 people. That's going to be like 100 people. Then we're going to have like 100,000 viewers.
We can get everywhere in North Carolina. You know how big North Carolina is?
Dude, North Carolina is like huge, dude, if you go east to west. Like, it takes you like 8 hours to travel across the state.
Find your how to dox you that fast.
Dude, you'd be surprised.
We're already 10 minutes into the podcast. I'm just trying to kill time. That's why I'm playing Overwatch.
I'm 17 minutes.
Dude, we're at... I'm at 18 and a half. I'm thinking we got to
dissect the memes. We got to find the memes behind the memes. Right. The guy who says nice. Let's talk about that guy.
Okay, what is there to talk about? He said nice. All right, next meme. All
right, how about the guy with the piano cat person that passed away?
Yeah.
What are we
going to do? So, prom is this weekend. You know he's about to get litty.
Prom. Starting now.
Prom. So, what about Jesus Christ and Jason Bourne?
That's hard turn all the way down there. Can't do it.
What about Do You Know the Way? That was my favorite.
Do You Know the Way? It started originally with a animation of this guy singing, and
yeah,
then it turned into another thing on VR or spinning on people.
Oof,
and
RBRB.
Trying to have sex and shit, and trying to find
yes.
their queen.
Yes. So, Have you ever looked up Stone Guy meme? That's a good meme.
What the hell is that?
Look it up right now. Do you got something? Look it up.
I mean, I'm on my phone right now. I could probably look it up on my phone.
All right. Look up Stone Guy meme. He's just this guy making this face. It's really funny.
Is it Stone God?
No, Stone meme. Stoned guy meme. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick advertisement break till everybody gets back. So, yeah. Enjoy. Okay, so.
How long has the podcast been going, Greg?
I'm at 20 minutes, and I'm almost at 21 minutes. We'll go to 30.
Hey, guys. I got to run to the local yes. grocery stores.
Okay, this is an amazing episode right now. This is we're gonna get tons of views.
Agreed.
All right.
Well, this is XMX Nader X signing off until the next one.
No, fuck you, fuck you, you're a traitor. You're a traitor.
You all stay black and don't let the honky cracker rip. Please, you're
fucking traitor.
Not like most definitely an inside job. Just Google Bill 7. Bohemian Grove, watch me out.
The Earth is flat. The moon land is fake.
What? Bring you down. Adios.
So, Pikachu, how does it feel to know that you're the reason that this podcast is going to fail?
What did I do?
You're playing Overwatch in the background.
I stopped playing Overwatch, though. I stopped.
Hey. No, I'm just messing with you, though. Well, anyways. About to change my background.
This is harder than usual.
Dude, we can just use this as like a test.
This is not you know real podcast. This is Elmo's motherfuckers.
Huh.
So, let's talk about the of Fortnite.
Talk about what?
The drugs of Fortnite.
The drugs of Fortnite. All right.
What do you think is in the blue shield potion, Sandy?
Gatorade.
But
water. Moonshine.
It could also be night vision potion from Minecraft.
You're right, but if it's that, then where are the other potions?
Do you think it is possible they're going to add in more drinks into Fortnite?
Do you think it is possible that you may have autism?
What?
You ever seen the, you ever seen like the Minecon cringe where they go up and ask the questions and the one kid's there, he's got his camera.
Yeah.
He's asking the developers, he's like, how many of you have autism? And if so, how has it helped you?
What the fuck?
You haven't seen that? You're like, we're not going to answer that question.
Dude, I think I seen that video because PewDiePie fucking...
Yeah, it was pretty cringy, dude. Like I couldn't lie. I about died of cringe.
How about that one kid who was talking about RAM?
What? Oh, yeah. With the amount of dedicated RAM I could have to a third. All right, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
And then there was like that grown man who asked a question too, and they were like, what?
How old are you, sir? You need to get the hell out of my fucking facility.
No, this guy was like 20 or 30, and they were like, he was asking about like how far could like Minecraft go before like it couldn't go anymore. So I don't know, that's something like real weird. I worded it, and they're like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? Is that.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, so I say it's been a good podcast so far, and yeah, we will see y'all on the next episode. Hope you enjoyed. Check out our sponsors, G Fuel. Use the code Akeem to get 120% off. We got Gamma Labs, Gamma Rays.
You said 120.
Phase Optic.
Also, go buy the
FaZe Bonfire.
Go buy the PewDiePie t-shirt. It's called Sukabat.
Yeah, go buy his chair too. We're sponsored there. We got H3H3 sponsors. We got Leafy sponsors. We got iDubbbz merch. We got Rice Gum merch. We got little Tay. We got Jake Paul. If you are in the low gang. And yeah, if you like Nick Crompton, we got Nick Crompton too. We don't have KSI.
Also, we're gonna be inside the fight, inside the boxing ring. So if you want,
yeah, like me and Pikachu are boxing. We're the undercard. So yeah,
if you guys want to see that during August, we're gonna be in the UK buying tickets now. We're gonna be fighting.
Yeah, tickets are starting at you can buy three for the price of two at $75. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else you'd like to say, Extinct Pikachu?
Nothing but a subscribe to Extinct Pikachu, now at 223 subscribers.
And subscribe to Garbage Trash at, I think, under 170 subscribers.
Let's
Drama Alert Nation signing out. All right, so. We gotta figure out how we're gonna make this podcast better.
We have to write down a list of more.
We do
more.
We have to find topics. It's kind of hard to wing it.
Yeah, because usually a podcast goes an hour.
Yeah, we can just use this as like a test though for right now.
No, but yeah, we could probably upload this. We could probably.
Yeah, I'll upload it. I'll cut out the parts that like the first 4 minutes. And then I'll cut out this part.
We could probably put this as episode 0.5.
Yeah, this is just a test right now. We don't gotta. That's why I kind of wanted.